Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaitr Masechtas Peya Perig Zayin Mishnah Zayin. What do we do with a kerem, a vineyard? Shakuli idolize. There's not one regular cluster of grapes. Every single one is idolized. Neither of them have the shoulder on top, which is the little branches coming out of the stem, and the dripping, the single grapes coming out of the stem at the bottom. Do I have to leave the whole vineyard for the poor people? Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a bal habayis. Everything belongs to the owner. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a lianiyim. It belongs to the poor. I'm a Rabbi Eliezer. Let's look at the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? It says in the Torah, "Ki siftzar," when you're going to be harvesting your grapes, "loisa oil," don't take the oilus. So when you have grapes for yourself, don't take all of it. Leave the oilus for the poor people. But im ein batzir, if there's nothing for the balabas, because it's all oilus, so menayin oilus. Where do you get the chiv of giving oilus from? So quote Rabbi Eliezer, how much do I have to have for myself, if I'm the balabas, will the rest to be idolized? Zakta batanura, shloisha eshkoilos sheisim revias. Three fully developed clusters of grapes, and they have to be large enough to produce a revias of yayin. Revias is the shear for kiddush, for dalet kaisis. It's anywhere between approximately 3 and 5 ounces. Amalei Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk says v'charmecha loy sa'ayla. You shouldn't take oilos of your vineyard. From that pasuk, it's mashma for lakuli oilos. Don't take the oilos. Doesn't make a difference how many oilos there are, even if it's all oilos. Im kein, but if that's true, so lama nemar kisifta. Why does the pasuk say when you cut? Rabbi Kiva can't deny the pasuk says kisifta when you harvest the grapes, and on that it says loisa oilel. But if there's nothing for you to harvest, what's the loisa oilel on? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer's taina. So the Mishnah answers, that's to teach us that ein laniyim ba'oilelais koidim habatzir. Know where the Torah mentions harvesting over here? To tell us that the aniyim cannot take the oilelais before the time the grapes are usually cut off. I, the aniyim, may taina, look, there's nothing here for the balabas. Everything is oilelais, so what's the difference when we take it? Still, we say you cannot take it until the time of batzir comes. So again, we have a kerem that's full of oilelais, only oilelais. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's all for the balabais. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's all for the aniyim. Rabbi Eliezer, who says it goes all for the balabais, darshans the pasuk, ki siftzar, when you're harvesting some grapes for yourself, loisa oil, don't take the oilelais. But if you have nothing for yourself, there's no chiv of oilelais. Rabbi Akiva stresses the pasuk, v'char mecha loisa oilel, don't take the oilelais from your vineyard, regardless of whether you have for yourself or not. So the Mishnah did ask, so what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk of kisifsar? It's mashma only when you cut. And here he has nothing to cut for himself. And the Mishnah answered, Rabbi Akiva learned some kisifsar that the aniyim, even though they see it's all oilless and eventually it's all going to be theirs, they still have no right to take it until the time of betzira, till the time the grapes are cut. There seems to be a part of the Mishnah that's not complete. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk of achar mecha loisa oilel? Where it's taka mashma, the Rabbi Akiva says that under any set of circumstances, you shouldn't take the oilelais. So the Yerushalmi answers this, as the Batanura explains it. You know why I need the pasuk of achar mecha loisa oilel? According to Rabbi Eliezer, being that the aniyim are not allowed to take the oilelais until the time of batzer, until the time of harvesting the grapes, I would have thought maybe the balabas can take them for himself as long as it's before the time of betzira. If the aniyim can't take it yet, it's not in their jurisdiction yet. And maybe at that time, the balabas can take it for himself. So when the time of the betzira comes, he can say, look, aniyim, from this time and on, you were supposed to get the oilelais, but there aren't any oilelais left. I took them before. Who says he can't do that? That's why the pasuk stresses, according to Rabbi Eliezer, v'char mecha loisa oilel. No, even though the aniyim can't take it until the time that the grapes are harvested, which would l'chayre mean it's in the reshos of the balabas. So the pasuk has to stress, Reb balabas, even though the ani can't take it yet, you can't take it either.